Yes, my co-host this morning is Richard Manson of Flying Elephant. He's an event producer, busy, busy man, very busy at the moment, I think.
Very busy.
Is that working?
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy some of these. I'm going to buy some of these creams, I think.
The anti-aging, maybe.
Well, I was thinking, I was looking at the anti-aging cream, yes. I mean, I think that's something that, you know, and it's a question I'd like to put to Jerome and Rene. You know, with an anti-aging cream, have you gone past a point sometimes when buying it is a waste of time? I mean,
it's too late.
Is that, are the cracks too big to fill, or is this anti-aging is this a sort of preventative treatment? Should we start putting these creams on at 20, or is there hope for me? Is what I'm getting at.
Always. No, with anti-aging, actually, we debated a very long time to call it anti-aging, because if you really think about it, we all get older, and we are never going to stop it. But we can look a little bit less older than we actually are. And that's where you can help your skin with applying anti-aging creams. So you will always get older. But
it does have a slight reversing effect, this cream.
Absolutely. It makes your skin firmer. It fills the wrinkles. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to get into the ingredients of these products in a moment. But just to reintroduce you, Rene van Willingen, who is one of the founders of Human and Kind, and other co-founder here, Jerome Prues. And Human and Kind is here in the UAE. It's being sold in Boots. It's in the Organic Cafe and various other stores. And not only the UAE, it's in different countries also. Now, what I was interested in looking here is that the UAE skincare market is expected to grow at 5%, and it could be worth around 540 million dirhams by 2015. And this is part of recent research conducted by the Euromonitor International and was published just a few weeks ago. So the significance of the skincare market with regards to business revenue and also, I guess, the consumer. So what the consumer is looking for, what they want and need. Now, when I opened up your product and had a look here, Human and Kind, I'm looking at the back and it states here, no chemicals, no colorants, no parabens, no perfume, no animal testing, no additives. So it's completely natural. Now, this to me is a huge selling point. And certainly the way we are looking at consumerism and branding and seeing more and more companies being aware of the significance of being responsible in the sourcing, in the creation, and being perhaps philanthropic as well, which we'll talk about a bit later. So, yeah, when you were putting this together, you got the idea, Rene, but this must have taken some time. I mean, you said this wasn't part of your industry. You're an entrepreneur. So to create this and get it right and know that this has gone through all the correct regulations to produce a product that is completely natural but also works, is going to be as good as what people are used to buying on the shelves with regards to their skincare regime. So how long did it take you to put together and the kind of research that went into producing this product?
It took more than a year to produce the first product, because I wanted to use only the very best of ingredients. So by researching and researching and researching, I found the ingredients that I really wanted. And then I went to a laboratory in Ireland and they put it together to make it work together.
And who do you work with then? How do you know what's going to work? So the ingredients, I mean, I'm looking here at the day and night cream. This is the all-in-one day and night cream. So we're looking at the 8 active ingredients here. So you've got avocado oil, you've got rosehip oil, aloe vera, juniper berry, natural vitamin E, chickweed, marshmallow, and centella?
Centella.
Yeah, centella. I'm not familiar with that.
Centella is grown. It's a herbal plant grown in Africa and in India and even in Australia, and has been used for hundreds of years by people in those countries as a healing plant. So and it really works.
So putting these ingredients together, was that a real sort of trial by error experiment, or do you sort of know that putting certain quantities of these sort of exotic things together are going to have a cleansing effect immediately?
Definitely. You need to get the right percentages as well.
Right.
And you need to put it in at the highest possible level, because a lot of these ingredients you can use at 0.5%, and you can put it on your packaging that looks good,
right,
but it won't work.
And there's only a very small amount of it in there.
Yeah, but exactly. We put it at the highest possible. So if you're, let's say you're allowed 10% as a max, put it in the 10. And we never looked at cost at first, only looked at what can you put in to make it work and make it good. And after that, we looked at the rest.
Yeah, I find this fascinating. I was reading an article a few months ago with regard similar to do with health and beauty products and skincare products. And this was an article coming from The Guardian in the UK. And it was highlighting the companies that were following this, like yourselves. And there weren't that many. And I was kind of surprised, because as much as we're talking the talk here, actually, and what was also interesting, like you, they were coming from more like individuals rather than big companies. So, you know, like Liz Earl, that kind of product, where it was coming from either women or men, but really coming from an entrepreneurial point of view, who had really done their homework, who really believed it was the way forward to bring this product to the individual. And clearly a business plan involved, of course. But I was actually surprised that there weren't more, and that we're not seeing more of these products coming from the big, big companies. Why do you think that is?
Now, big companies, they have started with the traditional way of making skincare, and they're so big, it's very hard for them to change and to adapt. It will take 5 to 10 years for ranges to develop, and most of the big companies use the chemicals from that point of view you just mentioned, Brian. Is that, you know, from a cost point of view, etc. So. For them, it's very hard to change their regime and their range. And also, big companies, they don't have how do you say that? Like, small companies have the advantage. Like Renee and I, we saw it, we researched it, and we said we have to put this on the market. And we weren't even thinking about a business in the beginning. We were just and humankind involved in that way, and that it became a business because we wanted to put out fantastic products, multitasking, that really work and help consumers.
And I think particularly for young people and their skin, you were mentioning earlier, Richard, and I mean, I'm not talking about the anti-wrinkle thing. I'm just talking about basic cleansing, toning, moisturizing your skin. And what happens, I think, you think about teenagers today, and, you know, particularly young girls, they are so influenced by the media and looking good and what's good for them, and from their fashion, from their head to their toe, what is impressing on them, how impressionable they are. And part of that is also what they put on their skin. And you will see young people, I've seen it with friends of mine, I've seen it with my own niece, who will reach and think this is good. Even I did it, probably, actually, going back many, many years. You reached for a product and thought this will be good for me, and in fact you're doing more harm to your young skin than you're doing good. In fact, really bad harm to your young skin, because that skin in those years, really until you're way into your 20s, is still a fresh, young, youthful skin that you don't want to be putting loads and loads of chemical on. And certainly, and my niece has had acne, and she's been putting all these different products, and in the end she went to a doctor, and the doctor recommended a natural skin product, and that's out there in the marketplace and is there to purchase alongside all those other products. But I thought that was a real telling sign that the doctor was saying, I'm not going to give you any more chemicals, I'm not going to give you anything else, to, you know, any more tablets or whatever. You actually just want this product because it is pure and it's natural, and that's what you need to be doing.
Exactly.
Nature does provide.
And I take it that the condition's cleared up when she started using.
She's just started it, so we'll see. But it's actually the same product that I use, which is a coincidence.
Well, that's what I was sort of going to mention as well. You know, with these products, I mean, obviously there's huge marketing on the bigger companies, and maybe they don't evolve as much because maybe there isn't the need for them to evolve as much because the product is so much out there in the marketplace. But with something like this, I know that, you know, for example, if Suzanne recommended to me, ooh, I've been using this new cream and the differences have been amazing, the chances are then by that sort of word of mouth on a product, I would then go out and try that product. I'm not a great one for sort of believing magazine advertisements or sort of big glossy TV commercials. It would be more, you know, this is something I'm going to put on my face, my friend says it works, therefore I'll use it.
Word of mouth recommendation.
Now, that's what Renee and I always say as well. Don't take our word for it.
What do you use, guys?
We use human account, obviously.
Four times a day.
No, only... But that's honestly, you know, don't believe us. Use the product yourself and get to believe itself. But look at all the consumers that that have used it already, and they've posted blogs and they've posted YouTube videos. A couple are on our website, and also
And these are people who've been using sort of competitive creams for many years, and then switched to this product and found a remarkable difference.
Exactly.
Amazing results, actually.
Yeah.
We'll come back in a moment and find out about the costs, because generally speaking, when we're looking at natural, we're looking at ethically sourced, it's going to cost us something, and maybe more than the competitor. So let's find out about the pricing of these products, and also find out more about the ethical and the responsible side of marketing, if there is such a thing.